I'm sorry, what? We are rolling.
Guys, XXXTentacion died.
Amen.
No.
Hallelujah.
Seamen.
See, gone.
As Kanye once said, none of us would be here without God.
Wow.
I mean, he's not wrong.
He's not wrong.
What an inspirational thought.
He's an inspirational
Just
man.
Just think that all your ancestors got laid.
Yeah, they were the lucky ones. The bloodline's got to stop somewhere.
We were talking about earlier about how it's really strange, but like girls, like women, look for their fathers in men.
Daddy issues.
No, not even.
But
that's how it is. It's very weird.
So you're a lot like my dad, apparently, Cody.
Handsome and well hung.
True that.
All right. Off to a good start.
But yeah, he got shot in a XXXTentacion got shot in a car. I think it was a car. Yeah.
You're protected.
Oh, safe protection. All right, cool.
This is a sad day for rap. Rap will never be the same.
Dude, I wonder how Kanye's feeling.
Fine.
I mean, Kendrick, because he was all like, yo, Tentacion's cool.
No, he's probably fine. He was just like, yo, stop being a dick to him. And they were like, fuck you, Kendrick Lamar. He hit a lady.
But yeah, totally people are going to be like, oh my God, he was a rapper before his time. We loved him.
He's going to become an icon for getting shot.
He's going to be like the new Kurt Cobain, actually.
New Tupac.
Actually, he won't be exactly the new Kurt Cobain.
Really, you think?
Yeah, because like loved by overly edgy people who were like, oh my goodness, he was so misunderstood. And he was just kind of actually just an asshole.
Well, I already saw a comment people saying he was changing his ways. He was going the positive route. Like he was trying to better himself.
He got shot for selling heroin.
He did?
Maybe.
Yeah, I read that he got shot by a white supremacist.
Yeah.
It's a bad day for white people.
Yeah. Honestly, I think I might renounce my status as a white person. Because of
in
that.
In honor of Tentacion.
I identify as a South Korean.
Oh, interesting. Oh, so
me.
Oh, well, you identify as a white person, Gabe.
I do,
you were talking about how you think you are white in photos.
No, I think I'm white and I realize I'm not in photos.
Oh, right.
No,
right.
You look white in photos.
Do I?
Well, Rachel and Dan and Hannah are dark.
I'm just white. Yeah, apparently, like, I always forget that I'm Asian. I'm like, oh.
Hero.
To me, hero. I say that all the time.
I know you do. It's funny.
Hero. You've said that to many of Asian men by accident.
Not to them, just loudly around them. To you.
Like Rachel's Wakanda?
Yes, like Rachel's Wakanda. When she yelled Wakanda forever at a black person. It was like, ooh.
Actually, Dom did that.
Really?
Yeah, there was a group of African-American kids, and they were it was at the Great Escape, and they were, like, walking towards Dom, and then they looked at him for, like, an extended period of time, and I think one of them said hi or something like that, and he just goes, he just crosses his arm and goes, Wakanda forever, bro!
Wow.
And, like,
what did they do?
Nothing. They were just like, yeah, but...
The ball's on Dom.
Very weird. I don't know. We were, like, roasting him for it. He's like, yeah, I didn't know what else to do. I was like, what?
Wow.
How do you not know what else to do? Oh, a group of black people? Oh, let's see. Should I call them the N-word or...
Reference that they're black.
The black.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wow.
And he's not racist at all.
No. He's just he's just confused and didn't know what to do.
Yeah.
I mean, you can get away with that at the Great Escape, though. You can get away with everything at the Great Escape.
Well, not you know, sex trafficking.
I'm sure.
Actually, no. I'm sure that's like
sure
a hub
that
of sex trafficking.
That's, yeah.
Wow.
I feel like you go under, you know, the tornado and there's just a pit of children or something. And they're like, hey, you want one? $10. No, but they're outrageously priced. So it's like $50.
It's like
50 bucks for a child?
Yeah, isn't that ridiculous?
They'd better be starving.
No, they're well fed.
No, they have to be well fed. Because then
they're nice. They're all
they're,
fat though.
If they're starving, you have to spend more money on food.
Ooh, that's true.
So if they're fat, then you can eat them too.
You're gonna eat them, Gabe?
Yeah. Yeah. Well, you know.
Which way, em. Gabe?
Eat them.
No, don't like this.
Cooked or uncooked? What the heck do you think, pervert?
Guys, I think we all have you guys too, especially have a money spending problem, especially when it comes to clothes.
Yeah, I do.
Well, and vape stuff for Cody, but
$100 in 2 hours.
Oh, dude, I spent $100 in 10 minutes.
Yeah.
Well, I had to drive. That was the only reason.
So you even spent more.
I would have. Yeah, I did. Oh, bad day. But it's a good day.
But it's every day after is a good day.
That is true.
Yeah, Johan spent how much? $100.
Probably just around 100. Yeah. Maybe a little less.
Within 10 minutes.
Yeah, I went to Zoomies and I bought 2 shirts, and then I went across the mall, or not across the mall street.
Yeah.
And, what is that called?
Aisle.
I'm fucking retarded. To the van store, and immediately bought those shoes for $65.
Wow.
And so yeah.
They are beautiful.
I mean, I kind of just yelled at him.
Yeah, I was like, oh, I like these shoes. And Gabe was like, buy them. Because Gabe was having, like, money spending, like, loneliness because he bought a jacket.
Yeah. Another one?
Another. That, you know that green one I was in?
Another
Sunday?
One. Can we sample in, like, DJ Khaled?
Yes.
But you know that green jacket I was wearing Sunday?
Yes.
Yeah, that was $40.
Dude,
this outfit was just free, Gabe.
You're just staring
this whole
at me.
Outfit was free.
That was free?
It was. I found these shorts. They gave me a t-shirt. Not my underwear.
Whose underwear are they?
I don't know.
There's no such thing as
what
free underwear.
What kind of underwear are you wearing?
Boxers.
Oh.
Boxer briefs.
That's true.
What am I wearing?
They're the baggy kind, whatever that means.
Yeah, I don't
That's
know.
Just boxers.
Boxers. Yeah, it's just boxers.
It's weird I'm reaching in my pants. Oh, like weird boxers.
I just got the normal boxer briefs.
I'm wearing like cloth boxers, but like boxer brief material.
Oh, I got like weird t-shirt material.
Yeah, same. All right, nice. Any of you ladies listening to this, comment what you're wearing for underwear. You know what I'm thinking about? Gay farmers? Do they exist?
No.
I couldn't imagine, like, just a super gay
flaming farmer.
Yeah. I can't see. If you're really gay.
But would they also have, like, a redneck accent? Hey, how's it going?
Hey, I'm on a grinder.
I'm super gay.
I'm on farmer's grinder.
I'm the gayest farmer you ever met. I only bang my dude cows. So gay.
Dude, I'm so gay. I
You've never met anyone gayer.
You never
not
met
even
a gay.
Like non-farmers.
I have the best gay produce ever, in the county. The most gay carrots. The most gay corn. I have the most gay everything. The most gay eggs.
And you know why the carrots are gay? Because you can use them as like a butt plug or something for your boyfriend.
I use my own fertilizer.
I use cabbages as anal beads.
I make my own fertilizer.
I string them together with the celery protein strings.
Holy shit. my soil recipe is wonderful. It's the gayest soil recipe you'll ever find.
From my asshole.
I love how you two are cuddling as you say that.
Oh yeah. While we're checking our underwear.
That's true. We're sticking our hands in our pants talking about using carrots as anal beads.
2018.
I've never. Yeah, there has to be.
Well, yeah, I'm sure there is.
No, but I'm just saying,
sure
I want to know.
I'm sure there's a gay farmer who's just like, yo, what's up?
Hey, I'm a farmer.
Dude.
No,
we're married.
I am fucking you, dude. You think they only did it once?
Oh, you're right. You're right.
Fucked is singular.
I fuck dudes.
I fuck dudes. There. On my farm.
Yeah, I don't know. Is that homophobic?
No.
No.
Or that big joke we just had,
no.
though?
No, that's hilarious.
What about lesbian farmers?
Women don't get their hands dirty.
Lesbian farmers? I feel like a gay farmer would be better at it, or would be worse at it than a lesbian farmer. Like
yeah.
a really butchy lesbian.
Yep. Yeah.
Yep. Sick farmer.
Rachel.
Great farmers. Exactly. Butch lesbians are the new farmers.
I could see that. I could see like a bunch of butchy lesbians from LA like moving down to the country.
And like a fucking commune or something.
Owning a farm, and they're, it's like this big new thing. It's like, oh, rich lesbians in Los Angeles are starting farms now, and you're reading it on Vice, and it's like, why this is good for the LGBT community.
On fucking Snapchat.
Yeah.
Oh, that would be a Snapchat article.
Yeah, why lesbian farmers are helping the LGBT.
Why this new lesbian only farm is prospering in fucking Nevada or shit.
Yeah. Despite popular hatred of every gay person ever. Despite that fact.
Despite the attack on lesbian farmers.
Then there's just a straight movement of farmers where they're like, we're straight farmers.
There's a counter movement.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, could there be lesbian or gay farmers?
Yes.
They farm. Like, they farm kids. Like, the Fippins have 13 kids.
Well, yeah.
So that way they can add up.
Right. So, like, they're going to... Prior to... Like, that's an old mentality.
No, but, like, why... There's another article. Why the lesbian farmer population is helping out adoption numbers? You know?
Ooh.
Why there are so many adoptions in the year of 2017, and it's like, lesbian farmers need help on the farm. Wow. That's like this ridiculous like logic train.
That's like an Onion article. Yeah. Lesbian farmers are increasing the United States like adoption rates.
Mashable or something. Yeah. Or like Daily Mail. No, Daily Mail only is like
legitimate.
This is
news.
Kim Kardashian's ass. Look at it. Have you ever seen this before? Well, here's Kylie Jenner's.
She's pregnant. Oh.
No, she's not, dude.
Why didn't she?
She popped that thing out.
Why isn't she pregnant for like ever?
She was pregnant for 9 months.
I just remember hearing about it for longer than that.
Well, she had the baby. There were two things, I think. I think she was alleged to be a surrogate for someone.
Oh.
And then they were like, nah. But then after that, she was actually pregnant.
Oh, okay. Well...
Why would you be a surrogate?
I think you get paid a lot, and then they have to pay for all your living expenses.
Ooh.
Did you remember, Cody, you remember the episode of Friends where Phoebe is the surrogate for her brother?
No.
Well, it was like a whole, yeah. And that weirded me the fuck out.
Wait, I'm very confused.
So that would mean that her brother's sperm was in her.
Yeah. Like, that's what that, like, because remember, her brother, she found, like, her, maybe it was her half-brother or something. And he married his high school teacher, and she was too old to have kids.
Oh,
and
weird.
So they asked her to be the surrogate
weird
mother.
Weird situation anyway.
Yeah. And it was just like, I'm like, that's, I mean, they played off of it. Like, oh, I'm having my brother's baby. Ha ha ha. You know, that's a weird, but I'm like, what a weird concept.
How weird is it to marry your high school teacher?
That would also
not weird.
Okay.
Next question.
But no, like... that. I mean, yeah, but
there's nothing else that matters, Gabe.
You're right. But
blonde.
Well, what about if your sister had your son? She had also twins, I think, too. That's a weird thing.
Really?
Yeah, I don't remember. I need to rewatch it.
Imagine being a surrogate and then just getting fucked and having like triplets. Oh. Don't they just put the egg? That's fertilized?
I don't know. I don't know how it works.
If it is how it works, and then, like, you're the surrogate, and then it turns into, like, three babies.
Oh.
That'd be
brutal. Not what you signed up for.
Yeah. They will be paying for the baby.
But you would get hella dough.
Hella dough.
See, the war on men is because we can't make money being surrogates. That's the real war on men.
Remember, where were we the other day? We were in... The mall.
New York.
Where, what? Oh, FYE.
FYE.
And some dad, like, found the Stranger Things soundtrack on a vinyl record. And he was, like, well, this is really interesting. He was talking to his daughter or son.
His daughter.
Yeah. This is really interesting.
Look at this.
You know, because Netflix is actually all digital. You can't even get a DVD of the Stranger Things season. But they have it on vinyl. And he was like, now, if you don't know what vinyl is, it's basically like...
No, she was like, oh, what's that?
Yeah, she was like, and he just basically explained what a vinyl record was. And he was like really into it. He's like,
look at this. So this is what they called an LP. And yeah. See how they used to record sound on it. And it was like...
And he was like, yeah, it's the actual vibrations. And then the girl just goes, oh, well, let's put that back. Like,
in the most
old fuck.
Yeah, in the most condescending way.
And she was like five.
No, she what? Was no, she was like 8 or 8 to 10.
Still though.
But she was a, it was
she was
still,
like a fat little piggy.
It was
though,
still
so
like it was still so condescending, and then she's like, okay, well let's put that back, okay, Dad.
All right, Dad.
And it was just like,
you're not coming to my wedding.
We walked out of the store because we were so sad.
We were very frustrated. He like looked like a nice man. Like picture Logan.
Aww,
like with a beard and like sunglasses, with a big, or glasses.
Big poofy goatee that
and like
comes out
a flannel shirt that's like tucked in, but it's not like baggy. It's like a nice fitted flannel shirt.
Yeah, remember the beard you had like 2 days ago?
Yeah,
picture that beard but black, and ooh, I'm Logan with black hair.
I just love Logan, so I could see him as a sad dad.
Okay, picture a skinny woodcutter.
Okay,
like a skinny lumberjack.
Yep. Isaac.
That goatee, and yeah, then just like the most kind face you've ever seen
like,
in your life,
like Logan. Like the awesome, like an awesome science teacher type.
Okay, you know what? Mix thin lumberjack with caring young pastor.
Yeah, I was just gonna say pastor. Yeah, he was just so nice looking, and he was just like, "Wow, this is what." And then she's like, "All right, yeah, Dad, okay."
How do you, but how do you think a guy that's that nice seeming has such a shitty kid? He's probably just too nice.
Yeah.
We'll like,
she's probably like, I want a fucking phone, Dad. Buy me the new iPhone.
Okay.
He's like,
okay, daughter. Okay. You know, iPhones are very interesting. Shut the fuck up.
It made
you
me so
old,
sad.
Old man.
She was, and he just like, he just said, okay. And he put it back. And then it was just
so,
like,
he looks defeated.
Yeah. He was just like, I'm trying to connect.
I would have bought it for the man. Killed the daughter. Shoved her in the gutter. Married the old man.
And then you would have used your sister as a surrogate.
I'd use Rachel.
You'd use your girlfriend as a surrogate for your kid?
With that man?
With the man.
Yes.
Okay.
Remember that? Okay, so there's that creepy guy in there? Or not the creepy guy, but the guy who worked there.
Old,
so we walk in, and there's this guy who, think like, you know how in the movies they're always a comic book guy? He's weird.
Yep.
Yo, actually, beard. He looked exactly like someone from a movie.
Yeah, like bald, but hair coming out like this. And there was this
like
pretty...
Doc Brown.
Yeah, Doc Brown. Think Doc Brown.
Guy.
But, yeah. Like real life version.
If Doc Brown was a stoner and worked at a record store.
Record store or thrift shop.
Or thrift shop, yeah.
And he was like, and then there was this decent looking Asian girl.
Yeah.
She was attractive. And they both worked there. And he's just like talking. And he's like, yeah, yeah, yeah. And she's just like sitting there like putting stuff away.
Yeah.
And then he's, you know, he's just trying to be super friendly and kind of like probably flirty. I don't know. Yeah. I wasn't listening.
Overly flirty.
Yeah.
He's
and then he looked like he's at least 40.
Yeah.
Maybe. And she looked like she was like
20. Like 22.
Yeah. And then she's just like, oh, yeah, yeah, you know, just like, uh-huh. And then as soon as he, like, walked away,
she gave, like, the face of disgust.
Like, oh, God.
It was, like, the ultimate aura of just pure,
ugh,
vile.
It was just like, the ugh.
Yeah.
Facial expression.
That's why I never turn around after I walk away. I never want to see the disappointment.
Like,
yeah, I never want to see the disappointment in people's face after I get done talking to them.
And I felt bad for the guy because
do you think? I don't think people would be disappointed after talking to, like, what would you say that would disappoint someone?
I don't know. That's how I always feel. So I get very concerned. So I just turn away and smile, pretend I'm happy.
I mean, that's how you sell it, I guess.
But
yeah, I was kind of like, man, I feel bad because maybe he's probably just a nice guy.
Do you ever feel bad for really ugly people?
Yeah.
I always feel bad. Like, I do. Because it's like, because my first instinct is, oh, you're ugly. And then I'm like, oh my gosh, I said that. And I feel bad. And
oh,
I'm like,
I feel bad for fat people. But I hate them. But that's, I feel bad. No, I don't hate them, but I like.
Yes.
This is terrible. But I just get, I see them and I'm like, why? Why are you like this?
Why? God, why?
Not like, but like, not like, like, oh, you're fat, but like, just like, obese people.
Yeah.
Like the big, big people,
like,
on the scooter.
Like you're 25 and you need to sit in a fucking scooter.
Unexcusably fat people?
Yeah.
Yes.
And I just see that and I'm like, God. You must die. But then I'm like, oh, dude, if they have some problem. And then I feel bad for just being just utterly.
For wanting them to die?
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, that would be a.
I mean, I generally don't feel bad for wanting people to die, but like those fat people, I'm like,
yeah.
Oh, damn.
But no, I looked at that guy and
I don't want anyone to die.
it's all jokes here on the fart joke roast. I just
do have to. Rip a big one
right now. Rip it.
Why can't I command? It's just like it's come up and gone back.
But I just felt bad because I'm like, he'll never have a chance with that girl because just that look was just, she might as well just kicked him in the balls if he had saw, you know, like, and I was like, that guy's.
Kick him before you lick him.
No, check ID before.
Oh, but I was like, oh, what bad. A poor guy. He's probably bad. Nice. And then the little girl, that little brat made me sad.
Such a sad
So
place.
Then we had to go and spend money.
Yep.
I also like how the fire alarm went off and we had no idea what to do.
And that lady in the store was like, yeah, this happens all the time.
Yeah, I just looked at her. I'm like, what do we do? And she's like, nothing. It happens all the time. I'm like, okay, I'll buy something now.
Save us, lady.
What if that was her? What if the building was on fire, but she knew I was trying to make a sale? She was trying to make a sale.
Trying to make a buck.
Like I had the jacket in my hand, and I said, I'll put this back later. I'll buy this later. And then
she's like, wait, no. This happens all the time. And she's like sweating. She's like anxious. She's like, yeah, come on. Just buy it really quick. He buys it, and she's like,
pockets the
change.
All
right, sick. She just runs away. She jumps through a window.
She grabs the register. Everything out of the register is like, okay, good. Have a nice day. She just runs, and then the building's just coming down.
Yeah, it just collapses right where she was.
I mean, good business.
Gabe's just looking at himself in the mirror in the hoodie. Yeah, like, this is nice.
Wow, I made such a good purchase, guys. I had no idea.
And you wonder why I read your texts like I do.
Yeah.
You know, you guys ever just like talk to a girl, not really hang out with her? You're not allowed to date her, right? So you have to like
not
weird,
allowed to date her.
Not allowed to date, you know, right?
No,
let
I
me
don't
just
know.
Let me just keep going. Let me explain. And so you know, you kind of do a weird hangout, like sneaky thing. Then after like, I'd say probably a crispy 5 months of doing that weirdness, you just like come out with the big one and you're like, I love you. You ever do that, Gabe?
Thoughts.
What do you think, Gabe? Here's the mic.
Oh, I already have. I'm double mic'd. triple mic'd.
Triple
mic'em. Subscribe to the Fart Joke Road podcast on iTunes and SoundCloud. And
now to add to that, what would you do if she was 15? Now, yes, sir, that is 4 years younger than you. How would you feel?
I had to do the math.
1, 2, 18, 14.
You guys, they say they're putting mics in my face, but I just see penises.
Good.
Nice joke.
Thank you.
Good diversion. Everyone forgot what we were talking about. What else I was thinking about when we were in the mall?
No.
Because I went to take a shit.
Oh.
And I was like.
Was that upstairs?
What?
Was that up on the third floor?
Yeah.
Oh.
This is nice,
that's
nice.
That's a quick shit.
Yeah, dude.
Sometimes you have to go, you just and leave.
But anyway, I was thinking, like, how many people's asses have touched that?
Touched the seat, yeah.
And then I'm like, not like in disgust, I'm like, ew, butts. But like,
wow.
Yo, someone sat down and was like, yo, I got to take this shit before I go somewhere. Like, someone was like trying, like hurriedly take, they were like, all right. And then they were like, oh, dude, oh, I'm meeting this chick. Just a sick, you know,
and then it's like, and then a businessman comes in, just like
smiles
like, in.
Some dude who's worth like $500 million just comes in and he's like, wipes his ass with money.
Yeah, and that's just,
and then I come in and I'm just like. Yo, I just spent $100. I want to kill myself.
So I'm going to take a shit. Yeah, like, that's just...
what a dinky shit.
Don't shit on his shit.
No, he made him, like, very... I don't know.
That was the sad.
Oh.
Anyway, what were you saying?
I'm like,
sorry,
how communal all that is, but not at the same time. Like, especially for the guys, it's always just, like, no eye contact. I mean, you and I break this rule all the time.
Yeah, you got to go in and like look at your like someone's dick and be like, "Yo,
do you not pee in the same urinal as other guys?"
I always pee in the same.
I have yet to not at Hudson Valley.
Like, you know what I try to do? I try to like angle my like, so I'll stand like, you know, 5 feet behind or whatever, and then kind of like get my dick in a position where I could pee over them, over their head into the urinal.
Never tried.
It's hard. I've never succeeded. I've gotten my ass kicked a lot, though.
So I went, after I went, I said, you said put all this, but you put the trays away, and I said, I'm going to pick a piss instead.
Yeah.
I went in, and I was at the urinal, and then this guy, or I finished up, and then I turn around, and then this guy comes in, and he's just like, just staring at me. He just like comes in looking. I'm like, okay, I gotta go wash my hands. And then he went to the urinal and was just going like this, looking at me.
Really?
Yeah. And I was like,
weird.
Maybe
he had a boner and he was like trying to hide it. And so he was like, ooh. Oh fuck, I hope this dude doesn't see it.
Maybe.
He was making eye contact with you. But so you made eye contact. So
yeah. Yeah. So you wouldn't look down.
Or he. Yeah. Maybe. Oh yeah.
That's what I would do.
But then why would you? After you're at the urinal and I'm at the sink, why would you still can't maintain?
So
eye
that
contact?
Way you don't look and have to see him shoot straight up in the air.
I also, what? He was very...
Curve 90 degrees.
He's,
really?
Not mine.
Oh.
He was also very tall.
So maybe he was me. I'm not that tall, though.
And I was just like, maybe he just thought I was a chick, and he's like,
it's like, yo,
what are you doing?
Fuck.
Oh, there, I saw a chick in the Hudson Valley bathroom.
Really?
Mm-hmm. Well, she had a pink dress on. But
really?
She was at the urinal. Walked in, spun around, said "fuck this," left.
Yo, I guess this kid I know, he said that there's this girl. He goes to somewhere, but she dresses up as like a fox, and she's like, "I identify as a fox," and so she'll scurry around and make fox noises.
I feel like I would see that at Hudson Valley.
So many weird.
You ever see the Mario Hat kid?
He's so cool. Have you talked to him?
No, I'm like, oh, Mario Hat kid.
No, he's a nice guy.
Right, I'll be right back. Gotta address some issues.
Oh.
Yeah.
This is, you always leave during the podcast. Out of the two episodes we have now.
The fart joke.
Classic Johan joke.
Constantly taking a piss or getting coffee.
Oh, wait. What's going on? Socks business.
Literally just pee right there.
Because your dad's in the next room, and what happens if your dad just puts Johan to shame?
Well, then Johan will quit the podcast and constantly and go on a life journey trying to figure out how he could ever match the
girth.
I scoured the earth.
Oh my god.
I scoured the earth trying to find the one way I could ever feel more complete without that girth.
Wow.
New life. Oh, Cody, we're making a... Johan and I have been working on a movie. I mean, we tried to work on it last year. It didn't work. We filmed a couple of scenes, but it's we call it the Stony Comedy. It's like a stoner comedy. And you're in it. We created a character for you.
Yes.
So,
do I look good? And do I have a beautiful Filipino girlfriend?
You could, but here's the thing. So, it starts off with Logan and Bob. They're the two characters. Bob's like this big stoner guy. And so, and he just hangs out with Logan, and then he's like, yo, we gotta go give meds to my great-great-great-great-cousin, second cousin. And then, so they go on this, like, stupid, retarded journey of trying to find his great-great-great-great-second cousin. And then when they find him, he's, like, almost dying, and you're the great-great-great-great-second cousin. And so you're, like, dying, and then you're like, ah, my great, 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 great second cousin. He's like, I'm here with your meds. And then he gives, and then you're like, oh, thank you. And he gives you the meds, and he's like, let me tell you, I'm talking about Stony Comedy.
Okay.
And I'm like, and he tells you, you're like, I have, yeah.
Yes.
I'm like, I have one thing to tell you.
Higher.
I have one thing to tell you. And he just goes, it wasn't the weed, it was vape. And then you die. And then Logan's like, what do you mean? What was that? And then Bob's like, oh my god, oh my god, oh my god. So then he like starts writing on the walls, and it's like a time lapse of him just like writing furiously, and then it pans out and it's just a giant dick. And then Logan's like, what does it mean? He's like, oh,
it's a penis.
It's just a penis, but
I drew it on the wall.
I drew it on the wall. That's how I think. And then Logan's like, Bob, come on, what does it mean? And Bob's like, okay, and then the lights dim, and it goes into like this epilogue, and it's like a long, long time ago in ancient Germany, and then it fades to my great, 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 great second cousin, and then it's like you and like a hat in like in a jungle with like a torch, and then he's like,
yes,
he was on a mission for the one thing he always wanted, the ultimate weed, the ultimate marijuana. And then, so then he find, and then you find the marijuana, and it's like this box, and it's this glowing green. And he's like, and then he brought it back to ancient Germany to be, what would be the word?
Processed?
No, like, researched, researched. And the Nazis created a weapon that could only process this great weed, and it's the almighty vape. And then it just goes out, the Germans stole the vape from him, and that, then Bob's like, he tells this, like, big story, it's dramatic, and then he's like, we have to find it. And then Logan's like, what? No, we're not going to find it. And then he's like, Bob, it's too dangerous. Look what happened to your great-great-great cousin. And then he's like, oh, he's just an old as fucking died. I don't know what that about. And he's like, anyway, we can't do this. And then Bob's like, what the fuck? We have to find the vape. And then they, like, split up because of differences. So then, and then Johann's the great-great, he's a Nazi who has the vape. And he
yeah.
And then Bob goes on this journey, so it's just like time lapse footage of him like walking through the city and then like in a forest.
Hold on, we should tell him about the scene about so you know the song that's Shimmy Shimmy Ya by Old Dirty Bastard.
Okay, so ooh, this baby, is when Bob breaks into the German
base. Yeah, so there's like a big fight. And so like you just hear din 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 din, and then as soon as it says ooh baby I like it raw, Bob just plops out this big black dildo and he starts beating the shit out of people with it. And it's like, oh baby, I like it raw. Oh baby, I like it raw. And he's just like,
yeah. He's like doing like karate shit with it, just it's beating like, the crap out of Germans, like these German Nazis. And then so he's like in the woods and he's like, and he like falls down and he's like, I can't. And then you see a figure in the distance and he's like, Bob, you must go west to Germany town.
Like in Star Wars, how Obi-Wan was there.
Yep. And then it's just, and he's like, my great, 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 great cousin. I knew you would ever always be with me or something like that. Yeah. And then he like goes to the thing, meets up with Logan again somehow. And then he ends it with finding the great almighty vape.
And it's like, oh, what was the scene?
Huh?
I don't know. But also, why we use the Canfield voice for Bob's voice because he does it so much. It's funny.
Yeah, he doesn't talk like that unless he's doing the voice.
Yeah.
But we just, I mean, that's what we do that for all our friends, though. Like, AJ's like, I'm AJ. And Bob's just a scar.
Yeah.
I do Logan's just like, guys, what's going on? Like, even though Logan doesn't talk like that.
Hey, guys.
No, that's yeah, you, that's what you do. You go, oh, guys, I'm Logan.
Don't pick on my Logan.
What is my
voice? I don't have your voice?
Yeah, like, if I'm not around.
I don't know, actually. I don't even think I have one. Maybe it's just like,
hi, guys.
I'm Gabe. That's what it is. Oh, I'm Gabe, and I'm edgy. Yeah. That's my Gabe voice. Yeah,
that's pretty. I do the Jan voice. Oh, I'm, oh, no, no, no. That's what I do. I just go like, oh, yeah, yeah. Like, that's what I do when I reference your voice.
That's funny. That's, I'm proud.
I was very happy I could be in the presence of your father at church.
Oh, why? What did he say?
And just listen to him talk about
money
and cars and how he said,
You know,
Audi bought, and then he said what they
Ducati.
Bought.
That motorcycle, Ducati.
Ducati.
Yeah.
Well, you know,
he has this is like catchphrases. You know.
Yeah.
It's funny.
He always says I said that for the long. Ever since I remember meeting him, he's always just like,
you know,
he'd make some obscure reference where he's like, you'd be like, oh, let's check out this red backpack. He's like, you know, red backpacks originated in West Philadelphia during the Revolutionary era.
It wouldn't even be revolutionary. It'd be like some obscure, like the
Abrasion town era.
Yeah, yeah.
And Paul Revere's great grandson carried a red backpack and put his toenail clippings in it, and then that became the brand Carhartt.
Well, I'm not sure.
Yeah. Well, no, it would just be he would have a reason, and it just goes on like that. Yeah. And you're like, oh, he's like. Yeah, you didn't just move on, and you're like, oh, I learned something new.
Yeah.
Your dad's a walking Google.
He is. He's kind of, he just, but obscure, like the 20th page of Google.
Yeah.
We're just like.
When you Google, history,
And then his knowledge starts, like he has a brief knowledge of the page 1, 2, and 3. But then at page 4 to beyond, it's he's an expert. Yeah.
Well, you said he's like super into like
yeah,
antiques.
He like knows every era of antiques. It's actually pretty impressive. He's like, oh, this is Victorian era. And so if this like notch was here, it would actually be a, you know, oh, it'd be a Queen Elizabethan era furniture piece. But it's actually, it has this, you know, signature notch. And so they're very similar because blah, blah, blah. Oh, and it could be Renaissance if it had, you know, these three things. And then I'm like, whoa, remember I don't care about chairs that much.
Remember
but
he was
cool.
on the phone with some guy, he's talking statistics, and he's like, oh, yeah, and that would be 600,583 divided by 238, and that would be, okay, and then he's rattled off the number.
I don't remember
You don't remember that?
No.
I was like, what the fuck? Yeah, it was some insane number divided by another number, and he just pulled it out like that.
Yeah, either.
And he wasn't on his calculator or anything. Like,
probably,
I was watching him do it.
He probably said that. He probably had that written down somewhere.
And he did.
If I'm being honest, and he was just like trying to be cool. Or, I mean, he's really good at math. Like, he's very good at math.
He was just sitting there on his phone.
So he could have been. Well, yeah, but like, I'm just thinking of me in that situation. If I had written down like what the actual number was and like the math before, and I was in a position where I could be like, oh yeah, that's 8,523 divided by 7, so that would be something something decimal.
Yeah.
So I would pretend to do the math just so people would be like, holy fuck, dude.
That's what I was saying. I was like,
crazy.
I was just like, what?
This guy is awesome.
He is. He can sell you anything. Well, we were in the barn, and he was giving us the lowdown of things to do. And he says, yeah, I kind of just want to put this here and here. And also that mirror, I want to put it right here. So like when people come in, they can look at themselves in the mirror and then envision themselves in the barn.
No, he said they could see themselves,
In the barn.
Because of the mirror.
Because in the mirror.
It was funny.
It was, because you were just like, oh.
Yeah, it was very like, I don't know.
I thought it was funny. And then he was also, there's like a bunch of just doors in the back of the garage. And then he was like, God, that's a lot of doors. And then Jan goes, he just out of nowhere, he just goes,
ladies and gentlemen, introducing the doors.
What the? We just started laughing.
Why?
Because I like, as soon as he started, he was like,
yeah, he went into the
ladies and
I was like, what is this next thing you're going to say? I was so excited to hear what he was going to say because I couldn't think of anything.
Yeah, I couldn't either. I was like, what in God's
name? I was like, my brain just went through all the jokes. I'm like, I don't know what he's saying.
But then he was like, the doors. And I was like, I should have seen that.
Yeah,
coming.
Yeah, exactly.
Which is the wonder of the joke.
Yeah. Because it sets you up with such high expectations, and then it just kind of slips.
And then you're like, what just happened?
Yeah, you're just like,
it's the ultimate dad joke.
Yeah.
Johan had a great dad joke the other day.
The best setup I did? So oh, my God. So, it wasn't even a dad joke.
So, okay, Johan got very upset. He faced an existential crisis. So we're at the mall.
So bad.
So a bunch of people got on the escalator, and then we get on the escalator. So this whole escalator is filled.
Yeah, there's
Johan
like, there's like
just
20
stands
people.
There and,
like,
go, and Johan just stands there and goes,
traffic jam.
Oh, he goes, oh, traffic jam.
It was so bad, dude. It was like not even a dad joke. It was just like a tourist, fat, beer gut, Hawaiian shirt ass, bucket hat wearing motherfucker just on the escalator.
Why are you
and he's
him?
Just like, he's just like, oh, traffic jam. And his wife is like, hey,
shut up,
Ronald. I hate you. And then his kids are like, Dad, they're all fat. They're all like overweight. Get us some ice cream. And he's like, but traffic jam. You know, we gotta wait. And then his wife's like, hey, shut the fuck up.
It was so funny because you were just like, oh, you were like, oh, traffic jam. Oh, God. I hate that. And I was just.
It's like, someone looked at me, I think. They were like, was, they just like turned around and were like,
yeah, look at that. They just
shut the fuck up.
They just looked like in that condescending stare.
Stop. That is a. I'm going to use that joke.
Don't. You'll
carry
feel
the
so
legacy.
Bad about yourself.
I already do, but that's such a funny joke.
No, it's not. It's not funny. It's just a thing. That's like saying traffic jam in a traffic jam. Just being on the highway.
No, you'd be like,
oh, traffic jam. Just like on the escalators.
No, you'd be like, it's like a line at the movies and in a traffic jam. And you're just like, yeah.
These cars sure aren't moving, are they, kids?
Yeah, that...
I'm 25, Dad. You're giving me a ride.
Traffic jam.
All right, Steve.
Oh, that would be me.
It's like there's a long line at a Starbucks. You're like, business is booming.
No, you know what? Oh my God, I actually say that. If no one's there, I walk out and I see no one there, and I'm like getting a drink. I'm like, wow, business is booming. It's always these old, like not old, but like, you know,
kind of tired,
middle aged.
Tired.
I work with many middle aged women who are waitresses, and so they think that's just the funniest thing.
Funniest shit ever.
They're like, oh, business is absolutely not booming. But you said it was. Oh my goodness! How did you think of that?
How ironic! How clever you are!
You're just a little comedian over there. You let me give you one of those weird head rub things.
Oh, just like the yeah.
Oh, no, that was my that was son.
Yeah.
I hate
no.
that.
Yo, no personal yeah. stuff right now.
Oh shit! Oh,
yeah. Stop.
Sorry.
Awkward jam. Silence jam.
Jam and toast.
Jam.
Peanut butter.
There you go.
Space Jam.
Oh, I want that movie.
Jam by Michael Jackson.
Over-sexualized rabbits in Disney movies. Yes, that's right. Yep. Space Jam and Zootopia.
That's
anyway.
Why I like Zootopia so much.
Weird. I was thinking, speaking of movies, I was thinking of like a TV network. You know the Food Network? I was telling Gabe about this.
Oh,
this
yeah.
isn't very funny, but it's a TV network for gay people, and it's the Dude Network instead of the Food Network. This has been a very like gay oriented podcast, and I feel like it's
too. It's gay.
No, just
dude, gay podcast. Gay. There, that's so gay.
Don't want to be homophobic here.
By just saying gay.
Yeah.
I
don't know what you're allowed to say. I don't know what will classify
so you're saying,
you as a homophobe.
I think it's homophobic if you don't pick on the gays.
I think it's homophobic. I don't. How
I would. I would agree with you actually, but I don't think that's how people.
Them because, yeah.
I don't think that's how people
no,
think. They're like,
they
oh, if you're making fun of this group of people, you don't like them.
So
but
if you're
like,
excluding them because you're afraid that because they're want this one specific
yes, then I
title
think that's more
whatever.
I think that's
like,
more like discriminatory yeah. than. I don't know.
Because
I pick on you for being Asian.
Yeah.
But I love Asians.
Yeah. Short,
so I think it's
Asian.
Okay.
Like there's so many.
Like, I don't
things.
Pick on white people because I don't like white people.
Yeah. You don't give them the pleasure.
Exactly.
Amen. Also, amen. You know what else I was thinking about? What were you saying?
No, I was just saying amen.
Oh. Amen.
Almond joy.
You know what else I was thinking about, though? Like, because I was reading on my way over. I was, like, scrolling through Twitter. I was also driving. But,
texting
but,
driving. It's...
I forgot that you were behind me. And I look, and I'm like...
Yeah, I could not go 70 and around those corners in that big-ass thing.
I wasn't going 70,
you were going fast, though.
My ass, you were going 70. I was... I don't know. I don't know how fast I go on those roads, because I drive by them, so I do it all the time.
Yeah, see, I don't know the roads,
yeah.
and they're windy, and
yeah.
that's a big-ass car.
You got to explore.
No, but anyway. I was scrolling through Twitter, and I saw somebody tweet that was like, oh, my gosh, people who cheat are so mean... And it was like high school.
I think I saw
like
the same tweet.
Thinking, and I was like, yo, who the fuck cares if you got cheated on? You will get over it soon.
In high school or general?
No, in high school. That's what I was thinking. And then I was thinking about how utterly fucked up it is if you're like in an actual relationship and you're like living with that person, they cheat on you. Because you come home to them every day and they're like your source of just other person.
Of trust.
And you like, that's like the person you... pour all your life into, and then they cheat on, like, how fucked up is that?
Yeah.
I never thought about it like that. I always thought about it in like the small scope of like
trust.
Oh, we're dating.
Yeah.
Ha, ha, ha. And then you're like, oh, you fucked
too. Especially like
me?
if they had like kids.
Yeah.
Like that's just like you're like yeah, like,
it's like mind boggling. I mean it's still the same reason, but it's just more fucked up.
Because there's less stakes, not stakes, but that's,
yeah, like
that's,
in high school,
less,
it doesn't matter.
There's less responsibility, and like
in college, really, it doesn't matter because you're just like, okay, on to the next chick.
Like, but if you have a family,
even if you don't, even
if
you've like been
yeah.
dating
but
for
still,
like
I'm
a
just
year,
saying, like,
and
I'm
you
saying
moved
like the
in.
Maximum Like, what would be the absolute worst, worst thing?
And then you just, it just
I don't
divorce.
Even
want
to get it.
Worst?
Because I
she's
already
dying of cancer.
Yep, that's where instantly my brain went. Yeah. That's instantly. I didn't want to say.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Or they're like in prison.
No, prison's okay because they're having sex too.
That's a little different.
A little different? If she's a woman in prison, it's more consensual.
That's... okay.
You're not getting a giant 12-inch black cock shoved up your ass if you're a woman.
That's what she's missing out on in prison.
Gotta not segregate the prisoners.
It's my wife.
Your wife's in jail getting nailed by a 12-inch cock?
No, she's missing out on it
while
she's in jail.
Oh.
Yeah, it's a funny little joke. We can change the topic, though.
Traffic jam. Oh, we had this weird experience. I mean, there's really nothing funny about it, but, like, so Yo and I were just walking in the mall, being a couple bros, and then we look in front of us, and these girls, two girls, are just, they just look like this. Like, turn back and look at us. And we're like, huh? What? What are you
saying? Sorry, no, I'm just saying nothing.
You saying fart?
No. Keep going.
So you set my brain off because I'm like, fart jokes. And they just kept looking at us. And we're like, and then finally she looked at us again. And Yon goes, hello. And she goes, hey.
And then
it turns back.
For 30
yeah,
seconds.
Goes, ha. And then they're like, ah. And then they turn. And we're like, what the
and
fuck
then
is
we,
happening? And
they
so
go
then,
in a store.
So then they just turn off left into a store, and we keep walking by.
They immediately
and then
circle
they immediately,
back around
yeah,
behind us.
Yeah, and they come out and behind us. And now we're like the ones looking behind us. Like,
well, we were like
how
not
old
looking
were
that.
These 12-year-olds?
Probably our age.
Our age. They
holy
looked our age.
Shit. Yeah. Are they ugly or no?
I didn't really pay attention. They
I
were
don't know.
They were fine. They didn't look particularly
so
one way or the other.
No, but then we were like
8.5?
Yeah, I'd say so. 8.5.
And so we're like, what? Okay, what's happening?
So Gabe, like, pretty loudly was like, hey, let's go to Dick's.
Well, I didn't mean to say it.
No, I know
loud.
You didn't mean to say
I was
it that
like,
loud.
Yo, on Dick's, we're going. And then we took, and Yoan's like, okay. So then
we
turn
go to Dick's.
And then we look to the left, and then
and
they're making their way to
Dick's. And we were like, yo, this is too
and then
fucking
we,
weird.
And we said, oh, scary. And then we turned and around, we and then they away. Looked, and then we started laughing. And then we, like, just stood next to the security. That was really funny because the security guy was just, like, staring at us.
Yeah.
And we're like, dude, what's going on? I'm like, should we go figure out what's going on? And we're like, no, it's not. That's weird. We're like, no, we should. And so we went to Dick's. We tried to look for
them. We searched around. I think they just left.
But we're like, what? We wanted to know what was going on?
Yeah. Like, we had a few theories. Theory number one, they'd been, like, stalking us for months. They, you know.
Wanted to murder
us. And they finally found us.
Yeah,
most logical.
Theory number two, they thought they recognized us when they looked back. And when I said hi, it kind of confirmed their suspicions. So they went in the store. And then they were like, oh, we should see if we know those guys. And so they went out behind us. And then, mm-hmm. which is probably the most logical. Real one.
Yeah.
Theory number three, they want to. They're trying to fuck. You know.
DTF, do not say fuck.
Why?
You faggot. It's a bad word.
So is faggot.
Uh-uh.
That's a slur.
Fuck is just an activity.
It's true. It's like basketball.
Yeah. Faggot's an activity.
Yo, DTB. Down to ball.
BBB. B. B.
Beat. Berries. Balls.
No.
Oh.
Big black bitches. Berry balls.
I.
And what was the other hypothesis?
I.
In their mouth.
Oof.
Ooh.
No.
Fart.
Okay.
No.
What was the other? I thought maybe they thought we were gay.
Yeah, and they wanted to, like, check it out.
They wanted
it.
They were
which
betting.
I didn't know that happened. Yo, back to the gay thing.
They were betting on if we were gay or not.
You guys should have held hands and just, like, fake kiss.
Gabriel! Like, oh, my God. Can you believe
you
these people
the
are calling us?
Oh, we should have done the gay
thing. Hi. How are you?
Just do what I do and just jump up and wave and yell their name.
Oh my God,
Kristen.
Linda! Linda, how are
Kristen.
You?
Yeah. Hey! We went to school. How are you doing? You graduate?
Hey,
we also,
know who you are.
Yeah. Remember we were also talking
that's
in
Linda's voice.
Huh? Linda, no, that's Linda's voice. We were talking in British accents.
God, that was retarded.
I forgot that we did that.
Yeah.
And then
we were just talking British accent. We were like, okay, yep. All right. Yeah,
where are we going? All right.
And then
where's the Marshalls? Oh, not here. All right. And then
yeah,
we ordered
like
food like that.
Yeah, we did. We ordered food like that. And the one woman was like, she was like,
hey, where are you from? And I was like, what the fuck? Why are you asking me this? But then I realized I was talking in a British accent. I was like, oh, I'm
London.
London.
You could have just said Cambridge.
I could have. Oh, you're right. Yeah. Then I wouldn't have. But then she was like, oh, yeah, I noticed your accent here and there. I'm like, yo, what the fuck? Yeah, I'm talking in an accent.
Yeah, I didn't realize because like I was blatant. I went up. I was like, all right, baconator meal. She's like, number four. I said, all right, number four, medium size and a green iced tea. And then she's like, okay, and said name. I said Alex. Alex. And then she put E, bitch. And then I realized we were. Then I walked away and I'm like, oh, I did that in an accent.
Yeah.
And then I realized, and then we just kind of stopped. But we did it for like half hour. Why did we do that?
Because we did.
Because you started it, and well, then you.
No. Oh,
like,
you said what would my voice sound like?
Oh yeah, I was wondering what
if I had an accent,
my voice would sound like just with an accent. So then we just started.
Yeah, and then
we discovered it would sound like this.
Yeah,
it would just be like regular my voice, but and with an accent on it.
Australian.
Montreal.
That was Australian. This is Australian?
Yeah, it's Australian. You fluctuated in and out.
Okay, wait, hold on.
Because Australian's kind of here.
Australian.
All right. My and British is kind of, I don't know.
British is more of a, like, an up.
Well,
up.
British is a kind of a broad claim because there's no true British accent.
Well, that's true, but there's no Australian accent. There's New Zealand accent, which is like...
Oh, I went Scottish. There's Australian accent.
Scottish is the easiest one to do.
And then there's the Irish accent. There's one that's the Cody. It's the Irish one. I love Irish people.
No, you put it up like that?
Yeah, you put it up.
That's the easiest one to do, I think.
I like it.
That one, and then Scottish.
Remember that time we did an Irish accent in Bobby's basement for a long time talking about fucking sheep?
That was stupid as fuck.
I love that video. It's a great
No, that was Scottish accent. We was like,
oh yeah,
Maria, we're gonna bang those sheep to death. We love sheep farming.
I remember you said, wow. I will stick a potato in its ass and then I'm a fucking pocket pussy.
All right, let's change the conversation.
But there was nobody there to tell us not to do that. Because you and I are not a good combination when it comes to doing random shit. Either you start something and I'm perfectly fine with it.
Yeah.
Or vice versa. And then there's no third party to say, guys, stop.
Like there's no like Logan or AJ or Tyler to say, hey, you're being a faggot right now. So we're just faggots.
Yeah, because
I'm Cody. I'm a faggot. Fucking hate that kid.
Oh, I'm Clint Eastwood.
I told him my name's Clint Eastwood. I don't know why he said that.
Because I think that was his name.
But why would he? Oh, what a faggot.
He was.
Literally,
he
what a faggot.
He admitted it.
Oh, I hate him. Oh, I want to find him so I can kill him.
Yo, would you rather have...
Yes.
Okay. Erectile dysfunction or like come way too early, like in a second?
Erectile dysfunction.
No. Come in a second.
Why?
You do that three times, then you're shooting a ghost load, then you just fuck forever.
No. Like, there's like an actual disorder where it's like you get it up and then you can only, like, for a second and then it's soft.
Oh, ED then. Never mind.
ED, yeah.
I thought it was just like
hard.
Like, oh, you came. And then, like, fuck it. Come again.
Well, no, because there's also like a refractory period, too. Like, you didn't know that? You didn't realize
that? Some people have different, like, levels of it, I've read.
So yeah, I don't know why I read that. Not saying names, but he's Asian.
No, it's like at least a minute, I'm pretty sure, is where it? You're like, after you, you're like disgusted with everything to do with sex.
I don't want to know. I don't want to look it up. I feel like it'd be a weird thing to look up. How long do I have to wait after having sex to have sex? That's a weird question.
Well, no, it's like look up male ejaculation refractory period.
See, I think I'd rather all right, if that's how it's going to be, if I have to wait like a minute, that'd just be terrible. I'd rather have ED.
Because then you wouldn't be in the mood. But like...
Well, and there's things you can do to fix ED, right?
I guess that's true.
The blue pill. Cocaine.
Heroin. I don't think cocaine.
Ecstasy makes you want to have sex.
So does, like, every drug, though. What doesn't?
Cocaine makes you want to fight people.
Cocaine just makes you want to do a lot of stuff.
Sex is not one of the things that comes to mind.
What? No. Like, if dude, there are definitely coked out people who are like, It's time to have sex right now.
Leo DiCaprio in Wolf of Wall Street.
Yeah. That's real reality. Portrayal.
That's reality. He snorted cocaine, then tried to bang Margot Robbie, and then ran away in her car.
No, that was lewds, bro.
Huh?
That was Quaaludes, too.
Oh, was it?
Yeah.
Oh, I don't remember. I didn't.
Quaaludes are an interesting drug.
What is a Quaalude?
So it's like a medicine. I learned all of this from Wolf on Wall Street, but it was developed by some Indian doctor, I think, and it was just like a medicine. It's basically like it's opioids, but like it's like supposed to make you go to sleep. But it's like if you stay awake for longer than 15 minutes, which is how long it takes, you get this like crazy high where everything's slow and you just, it's like, I don't know how to describe it. Like, have you seen Wolf of Wall Street? Oh.
Remember when you were watching Wolf of Wall Street and your dad walked
in? My dad walked in right on the scene. So there's a scene where they're on a plane and there's just a bunch of strippers.
It's an orgy.
Bang. It's an orgy on the plane. And my dad walks in and he goes, what are you watching? And I was like, the Wolf of Wall Street. He goes, oh, well, maybe skip this scene or something. I don't remember what he said, but I was like 14.
Yeah.
Or like whenever it first came out on
Netflix
miss it on Netflix.
I didn't make you miss it. I was saving your ass.
Oh no!
Somebody
you know
wanted to watch
oh, yeah,
it with
true.
You.
Oh yeah, that's true. I did want to watch it.
Who wanted to watch it with you?
Rachel wanted to watch it, but she got upset today.
Oh wait, no names.
Yeah, we don't need to talk about that.
No.
On the cast.
Yes.
Okay.
Gabe.
Anyway, we're at a good point to.
Gabe-ary?
We're at 56 minutes anyway.
Oh.
So we have, this is the podcast. If you made it this far, it's the Fart Joke Roast Podcast.
Thanks for listening. You should,
we have our guest, Cody, today.
DMs are always open.
Yeah, we have Cody.
Yeah, we do have Cody here.
We will have probably more guests later on.
Yeah,
and
it
will
probably
will
end up being just one or two of the same guests after a while, I'm thinking. Like, it may
we
end up just being like Cody and then Logan
and
then
Bob. Bob and then...
That's it.
Yeah, that's it. I mean, that's fine.
Yeah, that is fine.
Yeah.
But, like, what are you doing?
Is it coming up?
Oh, yeah, it's like a heartbeat.
You hitting
it? Orgasm.